Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. All right, I drank the Kool-Aid, I drank the lolly shake, I drank it all, and I picked the Giants, even though I said all year I wasn't going to do it, to win 10 games. So how do they get there? Here's predicting the best five Giant wins of the season.
You went cheap and easy.
Here we go!
Number five.
Cheap and easy. They're not going to even win five games.
Stop it. You said all five.
Right. That's true. I was right at the number. You're right.
The fifth best win of the year will be to close the season. A Week 18 win over the Dallas Cowboys at home, led by Jackson Dart. Very similar to a win at home over Dallas in the final week of the season in 2004 by Eli Manning as he handed the ball off to Tiki Barber, and the rest is history.
I have questions about your list, but I'm going to save it for the end so you can get through it, but I'm going to jot them down.
9-7, fighting for a playoff spot. Yeah. You got to win to just sneak in because the Eagles are really good and the Detroit Lions are right back. You need to find that 7th, 10-7.
Oh, how about this? We're
victory against the Dallas Cowboys with Jackson Dart calling an audible on the 2-yard line, checking into a run, handing it off to Tyrone Tracy, who scores the winning touchdown.
I love it, Tiki. And also, a little spoiler alert, we're rooting for the Eagles in Week 18 to knock out the Commanders to get the Giants in. All right, here we go.
Number four.
How about November 23rd in Detroit as the Lions take a little peek ahead to Thanksgiving and catch themselves sleeping and the Giants stun the Lions the weekend before Thanksgiving?
Well, you know why you're flawed?
Why?
Because Thanksgiving is late enough in the season that if the Giants are going to win 10 games, they're going to be a good team. And the Detroit Lions are not going to overlook them.
All right, I mean, look, I'm full of flaws, Tiki.
Tiki's finding them.
Bear with me. Here we go.
Number three.
This is one that I settled on the entire drive in. Week 3, home on Sunday Night Football. The Giants beat the Kansas City Chiefs with their pass rush, owning the night and leaving Patrick Mahomes crying like little piggy, wee, 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 all the way home.
May I be the first to ask this question, because it will be asked in a few weeks. Do you think Tay-Tay will be at that game?
She will be.
It's New York. Of course she's going to be at that game.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
They'll eat a nice fat dinner. Kelsey will be nice and slow because he's fat, and then that'll be a whole thing. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Week 2 versus Dallas. They had their shot yesterday, and unlike yesterday, Dexter Lawrence is not a spitter. He's not getting ejected early. And Javonte Williams is not going to be able to gash them through the middle of the field. They beat Dallas in Week 2.
All right, let's get to number one. I'm excited.
Number one.
This freaking weekend.
Best win of the year.
Set the tone. Now, how will they beat the Commanders? Stay tuned, then I'll let you know in our pick segment coming up in a little bit.
So I got a few questions. First of all, you predict the Giants are going to go 10-7, which is a very optimistic pick. And for anyone just tuning in, this is normal. It's been happening pretty much at this radio station. I can definitely exonerate Giannotti because I heard him this morning. I agree with him. Giants are going to stink, so we're on the same page. But basically, as we get closer to the start of the season, optimism fills our heads. And so everybody has now gained the optimism. I've not. I think the Giants are going to win five games, with all due respect. I don't think the Jets are going to be great either. But Sean has said they're going to win 10 games. He also said that Jackson Dart is going to lead them to their 10th win. So walk me through how Dart becomes the starting quarterback in what is a successful season from jump, considering they're winning week one against Washington and they're winning week 3 against Kansas City. How does Dart become the guy?
Did you think I was unprepared for this question, Evan?
No, I'm sure you have an answer. I just want to know what it is.
It's a good question, Evan.
We are going to have major controversy around the midway point of the season, Evan. The Giants, and if you followed that list, are starting the season 3-0. They are going to lose to the Chargers in week 4. They're going to bounce back and beat the Saints as they should and flex on them, and they are going to be a 4-1 football team. However, what will happen from that point forward, dose of reality versus the Eagles, Denver defense swallows them up in Denver, and oh my God, here come the Eagles again. And the Giants will be in a 3-game tailspin that gets them to 4-4, good vibes in the offense vanishing. When at 4-4, similar to a season led by Kurt Warner.
5-4.
We debate. Like, they're not out of it. You can't do this. You can't do it. And Brian Daboll says, nope, my guy's ready. And Jackson Dart leads the Giants to the postseason.
All right, fair enough.
That's actually well thought out.
No, it is. I mean, I didn't doubt that you didn't think it out well. I think one of the big questions
Did you think that out previously, or did you just do that off the top of your head?
I thought it out at Hibachi today.
Oh, nice.
While we were
That's what I was
face.
Typing my phone, and I was going through, how do we get here?
By the way, if you're not watching on TV on SNY, and a great job as always by SNY, thank you for coming out. Sean is wearing a New York Giants tattoo on his face.
I am.
It matches the one on his arm.
That's right. I'm getting tattooed all over the place.
I think one of the great questions around the Giants this season, and it's going to be the talking point no matter if you want it to be or not want it to be, is when does Jackson Dart take over? Mm. Now, Tiki laid out earlier, he doesn't think he does.
I don't think he does
He thinks Russ plays all 17 games. But most of us think at some point Jackson Dart is going to get an opportunity to be the starting quarterback of this team. You laid it out specifically, I think you said week 9.
Yeah, after that second Eagles loss, they will be 4-4 on a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah, I have to admit, we did this right after the draft. We played a little game of when Jackson Dart will start, and I thought he would get a token start at the end of the year, a la Patrick Mahomes and the Giants.
But would that accomplish. Would mean wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same because the Giants wouldn't have a playoff spot wrapped up, but they would go the whole year starting Russell Wilson. I'll tell you why my opinion has changed. You can tell Daboll not only loves the kid, but believes in the kid. I think him being the backup is one of the signs. How he's talked about him has been another sign. So I think that I'm going to be wrong and that Daboll is going to make the change.
But it also becomes a test in patience for Daboll if what you're saying is right. And I think what you are saying is right. It's just a question of, is he going to act on it before he needs to or should?
Yeah.
And so if he has patience enough to see it through with Russ,
right?
Because that's what Russ was signed here to do.
Sure.
Help them win football games in the short term as you develop Jackson Dart behind him. So at some point you hand it over to the kid, he's ready, and everything just kind of takes off from there. Like, that's the ideal plan. But
yeah,
it takes patience to have that plan.
It does. And that's why I'm battling, because I was looking at the Giants schedule. And again, I think they're a 5-win team. And I think they're going to show signs of being good. I don't want you to think I think they're just going to be miserable. Like, they're going to lose tough games. And you're going to come in on Monday sometimes and be like, boy, they were close. They're making progress. So I was battling in my head because I was thinking about this all this morning. When does Jackson Dart make his debut? When does it happen? And you said it won't happen this year in terms of a starter. I respect that. Sean said week 8 again.
Week 9.
I tell you what I came to, Tommy's obviously a big start Jackson Dart guy right away.
Yes.
Respect it.
Yes.
Disagree with it, but respect
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yes.
Your prediction. Prediction.
Prediction, not what I want.
When Jackson Dart will not just enter a game, but become the starting quarterback of the New York Football Giants. Go.
Before you go there, Tommy, NFL yes. Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week 1 matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Jets, who swapped quarterbacks this offseason, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's, let me do my math, $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Continue, Tommy.
Oh, that's what makes you a pro, Robert. I'm going to say off the bye, late in the year, they have 3 out of their last 4 at home. Mm. I think they ride, as much as I want Dart to start right out of the gate, I think they ride Russell Wilson out, maybe even Jameis Winston, potentially, for a couple of games. They go to Dart at the end of the year, 3 at home, so that we leave the year on good vibes. You get a month worth of games.
So that's late in the year. So even though you are very pro-starting him, you're being realistic, you're giving an honest assessment on this, you are saying it's not going to happen till week 15, which is middle of December.
Yeah, because I think they just set themselves up for this, because even though Jameis is third string this week, he might still be the backup. I think if Russ were to get hurt or ineffective, my lean is they would go to Jameis, not Dart.
What week did they go to Eli? Do you remember off the top of your head?
It was week 10.
And what was your reaction when you were told? You can be honest. That's okay. It's not a slight on Eli. He was a rookie.
You know, it was actually hopeful.
Okay.
Like, I hope that he's ready. Clearly, he wasn't. And he struggled for 6 weeks. But then he got it. And it happened like that.
And it was week 10, correct?
It was week 10.
Was it week 10, Sean? Can you double-check, Tiki?
They were 5-4, so unless they had a bye, it was week 10.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen this time.
Mm.
I think it's going to be
week 10. What game is that?
In Chicago against the Bears. Mm. And I think the Bears are going to stink this year. I think that what's-his-name is completely overrated.
Caleb Williams.
I don't mean Caleb Williams.
He's talking about
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson. I mean, either one. But,
yeah. I have no issue with Caleb Williams. I got to have an issue with Ben Johnson. And so,
because he didn't choose the Jets.
I didn't want him.
He didn't want the Jets
either.
Well,
good. I didn't want him. So don't make it like
I didn't want you.
Well, I didn't want him first.
He didn't want you second.
So I win. I think, and this is where I'm wrong. I'm wrong before I'm wrong. You can tell Daboll can't wait to start this guy. Mm. You can tell. I think it's obvious.
But I don't think that's true because I don't think he dislikes Russell Wilson.
I never said he dislikes Russell Wilson.
I think he respects what Russ is bringing from a leadership standpoint.
But did I say that he dislikes Russell Wilson?
No. But it will be very hard, especially given what Russ is bringing from a leadership standpoint, an experience standpoint, a trust standpoint. He still is as Carl told us 3 hours ago, 2 hours ago, he's still got that live arm. You see it with the deep balls. You see it with the outs, et cetera. It'll be really hard for him to do that in the face of Russell Wilson.
And that is why I didn't say the first 5 weeks of the season, because I think the Giants are going to start the year 0-3. And when they get to that point, there's going to be conversation whether we like it or not.
They can't start 0-3. They're winning this week.
I respect your opinion. I think they're going to start 0-3. If I happen to be right, we're going to get a lot of start. I mean, Tommy's going to say it.
No, I'm going to say it after week one.
And I get that. And I think because of that respect that Daboll has for Russell Wilson, he's not going to make the move in September or October. I think it will take time before he does it. But to me, it's obvious by what he says about him and then the actions. He's the backup. We didn't fully expect that going into camp. So I think that Brian Daboll can't wait to play him, and I think it's going to happen this season. Even if I disagree with it, which I do, I'd have him sit the whole year.
Well, let's go to the backup thing real quick.
Go.
So in 2022, there was a way of being with this team that you saw and you heard and they talked about openly.
Yes.
That is, you had to earn your playing time. It's like, Galloway, what was his name?
Kenny Galladay.
Kenny Galladay.
He stunk.
That's why he didn't play.
Is he here today, by the way, for this event?
That'd be something.
I doubt it. That's if Kenny shows up. He's like, I'm signing autographs.
I doubt it. But he had to earn his way into the starting lineup despite the deal that got him here. And he didn't. He played at the end of the season. So there was a culture of earning it. And in order for Brian Daboll to put Jackson Dart as the second team quarterback,
right,
it was because he earned it. Now, it's not a knock on Jameis Winston. Jameis just kind of wasn't given the chance to earn it.
Right.
He was kind of always the backup-ish type of player. Jackson Dart earned being the second team quarterback. It wasn't because Dave wants to start him at some point. I think it was all about earning it. And I think that getting back to that is one of the most important things that this team has done.
But aren't those two things related? Like him closer to taking this job.
But I still don't think that he's ready. And I think that Dave thinks that he's not ready as well.
I don't think he's ready either. And again, there's a difference between what I would do and what I think they're going to do. I think it is ideal for this kid to sit the entire year.
Yes.
There's no negative to it.
Yes.
Like that's
I
what,
agree.
Anyone I argue with about this, I'm like, what's the negative to him sitting for a year? What, you think he's gonna go bad?
There is none.
There is none. And I think that I'd rather err on the side of caution, especially when you've got a capable starting quarterback.
But if he's great, he'll be great whether you rush him, you don't rush him.
I don't agree with that.
Oh.
I don't agree with that.
Is Jaden Daniels a great quarterback?
Is Sam Darnold a good quarterback?
Jaden Daniels is a good quarterback. I can't call him great after 1 year.
Well, he's not great yet, but I think the best example to combat your argument is to use guys that were rushed and now they've had some level of success. Geno Smith and Sam Darnold, I say it from experience, and now they're successful. I think there's two reasons they weren't successful with the Jets and now they are elsewhere. A, the Jets stink and their management and their coaching is awful, clearly. Okay. And B, they weren't ready. And ideally, do you remember who was on the Jet roster when they drafted Sam?
Was
for
it
training camp?
Was it like Robbie Chosen?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, Teddy B. Oh, you're saying quarterback wise.
No, yeah. I came on the radio and said into a microphone, the man's got to play. Let the kid sit. Let the kid sit. And I know I can never prove my answer because, well, history's already happened. But I do believe that Sam would have had a better chance of succeeding if he sat. So you can't use that as, well, if you're great, you're going to be great. I don't know if I agree.